In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I will speak of your testimonies before kings, O Lord.
And shall not be put
to shame. I will bless the Lord at all times.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
My soul makes its boast in the Lord.
Let the humble hear and be glad.
Come, O children, listen to me. The Lord redeems the life of His servants. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I will speak of your testimonies before kings, O God. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty and gracious Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us steadfast in your grace and truth. Protect and deliver us in times of temptation. Defend us against all enemies, and grant to your church your saving grace through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading, or actually it's the first reading from Revelation chapter 14. Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give glory, because the honor of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Walk about Zion, go around her, number her towers. That you may tell the next generation our epistle reading is from Romans chapter 3. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by His blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No. But by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Rise for the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in one God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this Reformation observation is recorded in the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 3, verses 19 through 28, but particularly these words: "By works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. Although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe." This is our text. In the name of our blessed Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, dear Christian friends, here are some of those theses or sentences that Martin Luther attached to the church door in Wittenberg, Germany, on October 31 in 1517. He said, "Our Lord and Master Jesus Christ is saying, 'Repent ye,' etc., intended that the whole life of believers should be penitence. The Pope has neither the will nor the power to remit any penalties except those which he has imposed by his own authority or by that of the canons. Thus, those preachers of indulgences are in error when they say that the indulgences of the Pope a man is loosed and saved from all punishment. Those who believe that through letters of pardon they are made sure of their own salvation will be eternally damned along with their teachers. We must especially beware those who say that these pardons from the Pope are that inestimable gift of God by which man is reconciled to God. Wrong is done to the Word of God when in a sermon as much time is spent on indulgences as on God's Word. The true treasure of the church is the holy gospel of the glory and the grace of God." These are but seven of those 95 theses. And so began one of the greatest religious movements in the history of the world, the Protestant Reformation. What started the whole movement was a personal problem for Luther. He was a doctorate of theology. He had attended the very best seminaries that the church of his day had to offer. He had received the highest academic degree that he could reach. And yet he still had questions about one of the foremost doctrines of the church, that of being the forgiveness of sins. And for him, the questions about that forgiveness remained unanswered. Luther had a problem with sin. Not because he was a great and horrible sinner, but because he wanted to be right with God. He entered the monastery to get away from the sinful world and get away from sin. He spent hours in prayer and scripture reading in order to find God's grace and love. He spent long hours in the confession booth, even making up sins that he knew he had not done, just so that he could do extra penance and receive forgiveness. He even fainted at the altar when he tried to pronounce the consecration of the elements because he still felt too unworthy to handle the very body and blood of Christ in the sacrament. There was no relief. The harder Luther tried to please God, the deeper he sank into depression and rejection over what to him was his feeling of guilt over sin. And then the words of our text for today brought comfort to Luther. By works of the law, no human being will be justified in God's sight. The hours and days of penance and not working to calm his troubled conscience, the fasting and depriving himself of earthly comforts were not helping his conscience. The pilgrimages and the veneration of the relics were not helping his guilty conscience. The works of the law were not justifying him in God's sight. But God's grace, through faith in Jesus Christ, did. As the text said, but the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. Christ lived that perfect life that was demanded of Luther. Christ died the death that Luther deserved because of his sin. Christ arose from the dead to the newness of life and life eternal. And God gives all of that to Luther and to you and to me by grace alone, through faith in Jesus Christ alone, as recorded in the Holy Scriptures alone. That is what the Reformation is all about. How do we become right with God? How do we become righteous before a perfect and holy God? And it is never by our works or what we do, but rather it is always by what Jesus Christ has done for us and has given to us by grace alone, through faith in Jesus Christ alone. We hold that a man is justified by faith apart from works of the law. That is the gospel message preserved for us through the Reformation. Let us remember our heritage, and let us ever hold fast to that scriptural truth. We are saved by God's grace alone, through faith in Jesus Christ alone. To God alone be glory, now and always. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Gracious God, you have renewed your church in every age with the voices of those who recall your people to the gospel and who speak your word in all circumstances. Receive our thanks for Martin Luther and those with him who contended for the gospel against many and great enemies. Make us bold that we would also contend for the faith against those who would silence our voices or distract your people from the one true gospel of the crucified and risen Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, guard and defend us and your holy Christian church throughout the world, that we may be protected from the temptations of the devil, the world, and our own sinful nature. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, make us truly your disciples. Keep us in your word. Free us from all error, and make our homes and families peaceful. Preserve all fathers and encourage them for their godly task, that children would be brought up in the fear and instruction of the Lord. Lord, in your mercy, have mercy on our nation. Give us good and faithful rulers who will govern after your good pleasure. Give us comfort and a right understanding of your role in this world, that we would not be deceived to think earthly powers will last forever, but have confidence in you alone. Your kingdom come. Lord, in your mercy, God of grace, do not let your people fear though the earth gives way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Rescue all people in need and comfort them with the promise that you are with them. Lord, in your mercy, blessed Father, you have granted us the privilege and a place at Christ's table. Give us faithful and repentant hearts by your Spirit, that we would receive worthily your Son's body and blood and depart to bear his fruit in lives of holiness and humble service. Grant your church through the forgiveness of sins that we would have a clear conscience before you and live at peace with one another. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have brought us by your word out of the darkness of error and into the light of your grace. Mercifully help us to walk in that light. Guard us from error and false doctrine, and grant that we would not become ungrateful and despise your word, but receive it with all our heart, conduct our lives according to it, and put our trust in your grace through the merits of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with
thy spirit. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth.
We pray, give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace.